This is a CattleCast Extra.
Welcome back to CattleCast. We're thrilled to be joined by Nick Cartel, who plays one of the most famous prisoners in fiction and musicals. Prisoner 24601, otherwise known as Jean Valjean. Thanks so much for joining us, Nick.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, Les Miserables, or Les Mis, is one of the best-known musicals. You play the protagonist, Jean Valjean. Could you talk about what that means to you?
It means that there's a lot of responsibility.
Playing
a role like Jean Valjean, who, you know, is so famous not only in literature but also in musicals and in movies and TV, everybody has their favorite Valjean. Mm-hmm. And so it is a responsibility for me to bring not only myself to this role but also to make it so that I still am connecting with the main points of this character that people will connect with and that they want to recognize.
Sure, sure. That's great. And I listened to the other interview that you did previous to this one. You said that some of the research that you did is actually you went back and read the book. And it's very interesting because I know for myself, I saw the musical and that turned me on to reading the book. And so it's interesting that you actually did the reverse and went back and read the book for some of your research.
Yeah, it really helped. You know, we have this source material that, you know, has stood the test of time.
Sure.
There's a reason why this show has run for 35 years, and it continues to play to sold-out audiences across the country and across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because these characters are so well-written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that I have said is that, you know, Victor Hugo was writing the Game of Thrones for that time.
I like that.
Because these characters are described with such detail that it's so helpful for us as actors to be able to pull those elements and put them into our performance.
Sure. Now, this production has been described as the Les Mis for the 21st century. So it's updated staging and scenery. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So if you've seen Les Mis before, you may have seen the traditional turntable. Well, we've done away with the turntable, but what we've gained are these incredible projections. What a lot of people don't know is that Victor Hugo was also an amazing artist. And he hid a lot of his artwork away. He wanted to be known as an author first and foremost. And so Matt Kinley, our set designer, when they were going back to kind of redesign this show, pulled his artwork out of the archives, created it as projections in our show so that when you're walking, when we're marching down the streets of Paris at the end of Act One, you're going to feel like you're marching with us off to revolution.
Cool.
When Jean Valjean is carrying Marius through the sewers, you're going to feel like you're on that journey with Jean Valjean. And actually, when the audience first walks in, what we consider our grand drape, the first drop that the audience will see, is this drawing in this painting of a lot of black and blue and gray. It's actually Victor Hugo's painting of what he believed Paris looked like.
Oh, wow.
So we really have brought Victor Hugo even into the show, even deeper ways, which audiences are falling in love with.
Sure. Oh, great. And looking at your bio, you've been in a number of major productions. Could you tell our listeners some of your favorites?
Sure. So obviously, Les Miserables.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the 2011 revival of Jesus Christ Superstar that was on Broadway. That was an incredible experience. I was very fortunate to be part of the first Cirque du Soleil musical on Broadway.
Oh, cool.
Called Paramore.
Cool.
I don't do circus acts. I was just singing while everybody happened to do it around me. So that was a lot of fun. And obviously, one of my favorite shows of all time, The Phantom of the Opera, being a part of that national tour was a dream come true as well.
And besides your current role, what would be your dream role?
Ooh, you know, I don't know if it's been written yet. I will say that. There's a lot of shows that I would love to play. I would still love to be the Phantom in The Phantom of the Opera. I would love to play King George in Hamilton and take my crack at that role. But obviously, I think every actor's dream in some way or shape or form is that they would love to originate a role,
sure,
have a role kind of written around them. And I would love to take on that challenge and have that happen.
Great answer. And we always like to end with a library-related question.
Sure.
So for our listeners, do you have a title that you're reading, watching, or listening to?
So I just started rewatching The Crown on Netflix. Because I am sort of a history buff, and since the new season is premiering this Sunday, I'm very excited to kind of go back and watch these characters again.
Sure.
So that way then I can watch the new season and have it all fresh in my mind.
Sure. Well, that's a great show.
Great show.
But thank you so much for joining us, Nick. This has been a great discussion.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And that's Nick Cartel, who's playing Jean Valjean.
Did you know, as a member of Capital Area District Libraries, you can get special offers on select shows at Wharton Center and Detroit Performance Venues, including the Fox Theater and Little Caesars Arena. Sign up for a free library membership at cadl.org/card or by visiting one of our 13 branches. Some restrictions may apply. Capital Area District Libraries. Check out everything right here.